Hi, this is Steve Good with the Scroll Saw Workshop, and welcome to this week's 60-second tip. Learning to cut accurately on the scroll saw is something that all scroll saw artists should strive for. You hear a lot of talk about how to cut accurately. People will tell you that practice and experience are the two most important things, and that's probably true. You can practice your oval cutting and your quick turns to make nice corner cuts and all those types of things, and also just experience learning what types of blade to use for certain species of wood and thicknesses of wood and how to set up your scroll saw accurately, and all those things are, you know, obviously the utmost important. But I want to talk just for a second about something that a lot of scroll saw artists overlook, and that's relaxation as you cut. Most music students are taught pretty early on that the tension of your body definitely will be experienced through the music you play. So you have to learn to be relaxed at the scroll saw just like you would at a piano or playing the guitar. And you can practice that. You know, take a deep breath before you start. Learn how to apply just the proper amount of tension to the top of the wood to hold it to the table. I've seen scrollers push so hard that their fingers actually turn white. Learn to breathe while you cut. I've seen people hold their breath, and obviously all that tension that you are applying to your body will show through in your finished scroll saw project. So it's just another little technique that as you gain experience and you practice, that you can also apply to your scrolling to give you a much more relaxed and polished finished project when you finish. And it'll also make the experience at the saw a lot more pleasurable than to walk away wiping sweat from your brow and cramps in your fingers. So take a few minutes to think about while you're scrolling how you feel. Again, feel that tension through your arms and especially your hands, and watch and see if you're gritting your teeth. Those are all real high signs of tension that you want to look for, and practice thinking about those and actually removing them from your body as you cut. I'm Steve Good. Thanks for stopping by the Scroll Saw Workshop, and I'll talk to you next time with another 60-second tip.